You're holding Daf Teches Amud Aleph on top. Again, in the middle of the Shailom, if that we said before, the Brisa said that Kol Mashka Hameis Torim, any liquid that comes out of a maze, whether it's tears or saliva, is Tor. Chutz Midamoy, only his dam is Tomei. For Kol Marad Mume Sheboy Metamim Biyel, and in the blood, anything that looks red is called part of the blood that has Tumas Oil that comes out of a maze. Now the more is the question of that. Tomashka hamase term, is it true that the liquid that comes out of a mace, if it's not as dumb as it tore, is that true? Or a minu, I'll throw you a question. There another, it says a Mishnah in Tful Yoyim, that Mashka Tful Yoyim, a person that's a Tful Yoyim, we know that means a person that became tummy by daytime, a sheriff touched him, and then he went to the mikvah, so he still has tumor on the gate to Trumah, so he can't eat Trumah the Kain until he has Harish Shemesh till it comes evening. So after he went to the mikveh, it's called the Tful Yoyim. The locher is that mashkin ayitzu mimenu, any liquid that comes out of a Tful Yoyim's body, his saliva or his tears, is kemashkin shenaya behen. They have the same halacha as if any liquid that a Tful Yoyim touched. And what halacha was that? On top of the peches from Ralph, the Gemara says, it means to say, vi'elu vi'elu, ein metamin. Both of them, there has no tumah. Rabbanu will not graze a tumah, whether the liquid that a Tful Yoyim touches, or the liquid that comes out from a Tful Yoyim. But v'shar kol ha-tumeyim, any other person's tumah, ben kalon ben chamur, whether the person has a tumah kal on it, or whether it has a tumah chamur, we'll soon see what that means. Mashkin hayotzimhen, the liquid that comes out from them, is kemashkin ageya ben, has the same aloch as if the liquid that they touch. And what does that mean to say? V'yelu v'yelu t'chila. Both of them have the loch of t'chila b'rishon l'tuma. Chutz min ha-mashke shu'av ha-tuma, excluding the mashke itself, like the zav itself, that has a din of an avatumer on it. So Kabbonim, it says clearly here that the mashkin ha-yotzin is k'mashkin ha-geyabin. So chur means the mashkin that comes out of a mace has loch as if a mace touched that mashke, the vat t'tumei. So could the Brisa before say that kol mashkin ha-meses t'orim, here it's mashmino, the mashkin, the liquid that comes out from a mace, has the same aloch as if the mace himself touched it. Now that's what the Gemara just said, chutz min ha-mashke shu'af ha-tumo, so Rashi explains that's going on, k'goin shloshim ma'yonas ha-zav, ha-mnuyim sechta nido, the three ma'yonas that come out of the zav himself, just like the zav is nav ha-tumo, so the mashke that comes out of the zav is also nav ha-tumo. And that's halach of zoyva, his zoyv that comes out of him, roika, his spit, or mainly raglov, the shichvazaroi, shakolodom. They also have a halach of an avatoma. We learn out from them, the yafinu may roik, the chsevichi yorik hazav. So just like roik is in the sagla, gets together in the body first and it comes out, the same thing roik and may raglaim of the zav, it also has like an avatoma. A core point of the kasha portion is that the mashkin ayetzim min ameis should also be tomei. So the more explains now. What does the braisa mean? My kalin or my chamurin? What does it mean? A tumas kal, a simple tumor, and a tumah chamura. My love doesn't mean to say kalin means sheretz vizav. That means a person has a tumas sheretz on him, or a person that's a zav. That's called tumas kalin, and the chamur means mace. So when this part of the kashi, you see clearly tumas hameis, also the locher is that the mashkin, the liquids that come out from his body, has a loch like tumas hameis, as if the mace touched it. So Zaka the Bryce before said that mashkin ayetze is tor, here's mashkin's tumas. So where says no, it's not the pshan the Bryce. I tell you loy, kale means over here sheretz, a tumas sheretz. The chamurin means zav, only a zav and not a tumas mace. By a mace, aloch is the mashkin ayetze is tor. So more explains why. Maish no zav. How come by zav we say any mashkin that comes out of the zav is his tears or his saliva? The gozru be rabbon abon a medik zeir has loch of a tumor on it. Or maish no mace la gozru be rabbon. So why don't abon make the same zeir by a mashkin ayetze and a mace also? That the tears that come out of the mace should also be tummy. So more says no. There's a big difference. And I'll tell you like this, that Zav deloy bedili in shiminei, a Zav that's a regular person, a live person, people don't stay away from him. Therefore, Gozru be Rabbon, the Bon had to make Zeres here, that not only is the Zav himself Tomei, but even the Mashkin, even his tears that come out of his body is also Tomei. Mashenkein a mace, the bedili in shiminei, people stay away from a mace, they know not to touch a mace. If therefore Gozru be Rabbon, the Bon, they don't have to make Zeres to say that the Mashkin hayetzim and a mace is Tomei. Senechnami, the price before is right, that the mashkin, the liquid that comes out of a mace taker is tor. And only by his zab did the Rabbanan make a gzeret that said that his mashkin ayetzei is tummy. Now it says in the Mishnah that dam ha-nitiz v'shalasakin. That was a machlekes. The dam that spritzes away from the shchita, is there a mitzvah kisa in that or not? The most of Tanur Rabbanan went like this. The pasuk says v'chiseihu that you should cover up the dam melamed shedam ha-nitiz v'shalasakin chayv l'chasos. That's the Tanakamas pshat, that there's a mitzvah to cover up mashm all the dam, even the dam on the sakin, or even the dam that spritzed away, also there's a mitzvah to cover it. On this, Omer of Yudah says, Amos, when is there a mitzvah to cover that dam? Only bisman shein shom dam elhu. That's the only dam that's left. As the other dam got lost or something, this is the only dam left over. So you have the mitzvah to mechata this dam. Abba, what's going to be? Yesh shom dam shloyu. You have other dam around? Then potem lechasa. If you potem from covering this dam, the dam ala sakon, or the dam that spritzed away. Most of tiny one, another bright sum. The pasuk says to cover it. That's a Tanakama, that all the dam that comes out of the chayu, all the yerk, is a mitzvah cover. From this, we learned that dam hanitas, the dam that spritzed away. That's even Rashi says, that means koisle beis hashchita, on the sides of the walls of the neck of the animal, the beis hashchita, the dam over there, is also chayv lechasos. You have to make sure it falls on the ground and cover it up. That's the Tanakama, that is a mitzvah to cover up all the dam. This Omer of Shimon Gamliel, that the Ned of Amurim, when was it said, Shalekisa dam ha-nefesh, if you did not cover up the dam ha-nefesh, that means the dam that comes out when the animal actually dies, the dam ha-nefesh, avakisel dam ha-nefesh, but if you already covered up the dam ha-nefesh, then potol mechaseh, then there's no more mitzvah kisli, you don't have to cover up the rest of this dam. So it comes out, like Rashi says, really, there are shalosh machlekes, and there are three machlekes over here. Says the Rabbanan, savri kule boy kisei. The Rabbanan knows all the dam that comes out by the shechita of a chayer, and oif needs kisei dam. Ulurab Yehuda, afilu dam anefesh le boy kisei, elu mitzosei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even the dam that comes out when they really die, the dam anefesh, all you have to do is just be mechas a little bit of it. The mitzvah kisei is just to make a maisa kisei on it, even a mix of dam. You become the mitzvah. That's, yeah. That's why it says the dam anitis is porto. And on this, Rabbi Shimon Galil argues and says, no, the dam hanefesh, that's kula boy kisei. See, if what's on the sakin or what's spritzed away was from the dam hanefesh, that you have to be mechasa. But if it's not from the dam the behemoth really died from, then there's no mitzvah kisei. So Mora says, the mai kemitzvah goes to machoikis. Rabbonin savri domai means kol domai. All the dam is a mitzvah to cover. If you discover dami means no, v'afilu mixas dami, even a little bit of the dam, as long as you made a ma'aseh kisei, you became the mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel sava dami means hamiyuchad, the special dam. What does it mean dami hamiyuchad, the special dam? Means the dam hanefesh yoytzibor, that the animal dies with. So only on that dam is the mitzvah kisei dam, not on the other dam. Now the Mishnah says, ba'meh mechasin v'meh mechasin. Like, what type of material can you use to be mekayem the mitzvah kisei adam? What exactly do you have to use to cover up the blood? And with what could you not? If you're not mekayem the mitzvah. So Mishnah says, mechasin bezevel, you can use like the junk that comes out of an animal bezevel, but it has to be hadak, like the fine dung that you could use for kisei adam. Uvachel hadak, or else you could use fine sand, that's also good. Uvesid, who did you could use lime, and uvecharsis. Charsis, Rashi says that chikas chrosim, that's like chopped up pieces of earthly kalim, so that's so called vecharsis. Uvelevono, and you could use a brick. Uvemagufa, or else you could use like the cover. Magufa, Rashi says, shalpia chovis, a cover that you use for a barrel. Shekotchon, that you chop them up. So kitza comes from an earthly ware. So since it's earthly ware, like it started out from the earth, and now it's shekotcha, and you chop them up, you could use this for kisei adam. Avulein mechatin loy bezevel hagaf. But you cannot use like coarse dung for kisei adam. And hu adin v'loy b'chol hagaf. You cannot use coarse sand, thick sand, you can't use for kisei adam. V'loy b'leveno. And uva magufa shlekotchen, you can't use the brick or else the earthly cover, if you did not chop it up, if it's in a big piece, you cannot use it for kisadam, only if you ground it up like into powder, then you could use it. Now, v'lo yichaf ol v'esakli, you're not allowed to just cover it over with the kli, that's not the mitzvah. V'lo yichaf ol v'esakli. Now, klal omer shemagalil says the klal, that god dover shemagaldo boy tzmochim chasen boy, anything that plants could grow in, so that material you could use for kisadam. But the shayna and the gabba tzmoch and any type of material that plants cannot grow in is a mechasim boy. You could not use that substance, that material, for the mitzvahs kisi adam. So the Gemara will explain. Hey chidom yichil hadak. What's considered fine sand that you could use for kisi adam? What's called chil hadak? So I'm a rabba barbachonom rab yechanon kol shein hayoitzer tzorach lekotchoy. That means, when the potter, when he wants to make his pottery from this type of sand, he doesn't have to crush it. So that's enough fine to be kind of the mitzvah of kisyadam. Now, v'yiki demasnul la seifa. Some learn this halacha on the seifa. That what the seifa says, avulei mechasim loy bezevel hagas, v'loy bechol hagas. You cannot be kind of the mitzvah of kisyadam, not with coarse dung, and not with coarse sand. The hechidom michil hagas, what's called coarse sand, too thick, that you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah. And on this it says that Amar Rava Babachon, Amar Birchanon, kol shahayoytzer tzoruch lakotchoy. Any time that the potter still has to crush it down, so if it's not crushed enough for the potter, that's called chil hagas. That's possible for kisyadam. So Morris says, my benai, what's the difference between how you learn pshat nis, whether it goes on the ratio, whether it goes on the sefer, my benayu, who are both ways are saying the same halacha, that if the potter still has to crush it, it's not fit, and if it's crushed enough, it is fit. So Morris says, no, even now there's a difference between how you learn this halacha, whether it goes on the ratio, whether Rabbi Babachon is going on the ratio, is going on the sefer, the tzorech v'loy tzorech, the mifrech afruche, the nafkamina is, that means you do have to crush it, you don't have to crush it. And it's mifrach efruche, means the yad with your hand, the crush is more. So Rashi says, according to the first lashon that says, ein sarach, as long as you don't have to crush it more, that's called chel hadak. Zero, so this would be muta for kisadam, because the maitza, the potter, does not have to crush it more, he could use it the way it is. But according to the second lashon, it says, kol zman, he could do a little bit more, it's still called gas. Here also, Lamaisi could do a little bit more yet. True, it could be used the way it is, but still it could do a little bit more, so then it would be considered Chil Hagas, and it would be possible for Kisyadam. That's Nafkamina, whether this type of sand that could be crushed for the potter, but really he doesn't have to do it, would that be kosher or possible? Now the Gemara says, turn around like this. V'chisel, the Pasuk says, and he should cover it. So Yochu Yechasein Abanovim, I would have thought to say maybe he could even cover it with stones, bavonim, or yichaf or lo besakli. Rose, maybe it's enough just to turn over a vessel over it to cover it with a vessel. Talmulema, the pasuk says no, ba'ofor. You have to cover it with the dust, ba'ofor. Now, v'yem liyelo ofor. Maybe only real dust is good. Minayin the rabbi zevel hadak. How do we know to say that the fine dung is also good? Zevel comes out of manure, comes out of an animal. Or else for chol hadak, or else the fine sand. How do we know that's good? Or schika stavon, if you have crushed stones, or schika chasis, or crushed pottery that's made from earthly, or else an uras pishtin, or else fine scraps of flax, nuras pishtin daka, fine scraps of flax. How do we make mechas with that also? Or else unesurois. How do we know they could use like fine sawdust? That's called Nisura Shokharshin, what the carpenter has. Or Nisura Shokharshin Daka. How do we know they say that fine sawdust is also kosher? Or else the seed of lime. Or else the charsis. Or else with pottery. Broken up pottery. Or else Lavona. Or else with the brick. Or else the magufa. Or else if you have this cover of a basket that's made out of earthly ware, shekotchon, if all these cases were crushed down, they were crushed into powder, How do you know that you're allowed to use these things for kisi adam? On this tamlum, the pasuk says v'chiseyu, that it should be covered up. Mashma with anything, these things are included. Rashi says tamlum v'chisey b'fniyatzma nidrish midlo k'siv v'shavach damu v'ofo yichasenu. It does not say v'ofo yichasenu mashma only yof and nothing else, but it says tam v'chiseyu mashma with these things also you could also use. Now, if so, Yochlai would have thought to say, Shani Ma'abav Zevel Hagas, maybe even the dung, the coarse dung, is also good. Or maybe even Bechel Hagas, the coarse sand, is also good. Or maybe Yishchikas Kli Matchis, maybe we have a metal Kli that you crush down. Or else Luvono Magufa Shloi Kotchon, maybe you have a brick or an earthly cover that was not chopped up. Or else Vekemach Vesubin Amursin, how do we know that you cannot use flour, or else bran, or else coarse bran? How do we know all these things you cannot use? On this, that would less things, the kemach, flour, the subin, or mursin, that's bran, or else coarse bran. Tam lem, when the apostle says, b'ofer, says, no, it has to be done in dust. So, these things, yes, and those things, no. So, the question is, how do we know to say what yes and what not? So, more is the question, my royas, how do you know, how do you see fit to say that the rabbis, the first things, are good, for kisi adam. Olohit yisenu, when these left things are no good. How do you know to say that? Samar says, yes. Acha sheribu yakosav amit. There's one posit that's ma'abe v'chiseyu. Mashme anything. And then it says, no ba'ofor, which is amit mashmoni in dust. It says, so, ma'abani yisenu, I include these first things, shein min ofor. Because they have to do, they're a type of a dust. Olohit sen yisenu, there's they're fine, they're soft. They're crushed, the powder. They're doing like offal, like dust. But umaytzian yaselu, I take out these coarse things, shein min offer. It's not called the type of dust. These things are too coarse. They do not go into the rule of dust. The other more says, Eima, why don't I say like this better? Why don't I dash like this? Eima, let's say, v'chiseyu, that's a cloud. Mashmi could cover up the dam with anything. Then the Pasuk says, Ofer with dust, prat. If so, klal or prat, why don't I say, ein b'chal al mashiv prat? And therefore, maybe a shadashin offer in, midiach rinuloi, maybe only with offer is a kosher to make a kisi adam, with nothing else. How do I know to say other things also? Samarav mori, mishrim dehevei klal, hatzorach la prat. Because this klal needs the prat. It has to teach the chisei, but with what? You have to have some type of a limud. That's called the klal atzorach leprat. Rashi says, loisagile leklal. It's not enough just to say the klal bala proto. Because the evik sivichiseh, the apostle would have just said vichiseyu, have imashma yechafer oleves akli. It would have been enough even just to cover it up with a kli. Like it says in the Resha, v'yitzrich ofer lehoyreis, shen kisuzel avadover amisara v'nivlaboy. Here Rashi explains that you need the word the ofer to tell us what's called the kisi adam. Something very soft, very fine, that gets mixed up and the dam is nivla, dam is sapped up in it. So going off or kyoitzaboy, like dust or anything like it, is very fine. So therefore, this klal by itself is not enough. You need the prat to try and teach us what does kisa mean. Kisa mean not just any type of a kisi, not just I'm covering up with a kli, but it has to be a kisi, something fine that the dam gets absorbed inside it. Therefore, here I cannot dash this with a klal prat. That's the most teretz. That's called the klal hatzorach prat. And therefore, the whole klal hatzorach prat. Anytime the klal needs the prat to teach us what's the pshat in the klal, and don't miss of a klal prat. That's not stam a drush of a klal prat, but rather we have a zberim. It's not only the prat, not only offer, but anything like it is also included. Anything that's fine, and the dam gets nibbler inside it. That's also included to be a kind of the mitzvah of kisui hadam. Gemara says, Dorish Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizdor. Nachman bar Rav Chizdor darshan like this: that ein mechasn el b'dove shazorim boy umatzmiach. Could only be a kind of the mitzvah kisui hadam with something that if you plant in it, like it could grow. It has to be something that shazorim boy umatzmiach. Omar Rav, Rava said back, Hi Burcha. Rabbi says, no, this is wrong, it's not right. It's a bad remark. So, Omale Rav Nachman by Yitzhak the Rov Omai, Bruchusai, what's wrong with it? What's so bad about this psak? It's like this. I said this over. I was the one that told it to him. And on my home, as Nisnam recently, I said it over from this brisa. It says a loko hoyimahalik ba midbar. If somebody was traveling in the desert, v'yein loy ofo lachasoyis, he doesn't have any dust to cover up the kisi adam with. It says clearly the loko is that soichik dinazov. If he wants to, he could grind down a golden dinner, or mechase, and he could cover up with the powder of this gold. What's going to be hayim halach besvin? Let's say somebody was going traveling on a ship, v'yein loy ofo lachasoyis, and there's no dust there to make kisi adam. So sorif talisa mechasei. If you want to, you could burn your talis like your clothing, and with the ashes of it, you could be mechasa. So bishlei mesorif talisa mechasa. Bishlei, just like you don't understand, if you burn your clothing, and with the ashes you want to do mitzvah kisei adam, that's good. Ashkechon efer diikri ofa. We know that ashes are sometimes called the dust. So therefore, it goes bechlal ofa that you can make mitzvah kisei adam. But where do we find that the crushed gold, like the gold powder, is called offer? Where do we find that? So Rashi says, where do we find that Afer is called offer? May offer Sreifa Sachatis. The pasuk calls Sreifa Sachatis offer. It's not really offer, it's ashes. You see, ashes is also called offer. But where do we find that the powder of gold is also called offer? How do we know if you're Mekayim Mitzvos Kisei Adam with that? Samora says yes. Reb Zera says, V'yafor Zov Loi, there's a Pasuk in here that says yes, that the dust of gold, you see, gold is also called dust. So that's why it can be kind of Mrs. Kisi Adam. But not just the fact, anything that you could grow in it. So, Ton Rabbon, learn like this. Ton Rabbonin. Ein Mechasen Ela Biyofor. Divri B'Sham. V'Shami says no, it could only be the kind of Mrs. Kisi Adam, only with dust, that's all. Or Beisulah, Mesulah says no. Beisulah Imrim that Motsinu Efer Shekori Ofer. We find that Efer, the ashes, is also called dust. Shneimar Pasuk says, the Loku Latomei may offer Sreifus. Take from the Poraduma, from the offer, from the dust. And we know it's only the burnt, it's ashes. You see, ashes is called the dust. Or Beishamah, Beishamah, do with this. Offer Sreifa Ikri. It's called the burnt dust. But offer Stam Likri, it's not called Stam Offer. So Torah wants by Kisei Adam, the Kisei will be offered. It has to be Dafkin regular dust. And not in burnt, not in ashes. But Allah, we pass like Beisilol, that even ashes is also called offer. Ton of learn like this. Haysif Oleim, we add on to this drush also, that HaShochor V'HaKhoil, means we add on to this halacha of dust is also hashochor, means coal dust. Rashi says pchomim kedushim, crust up coals. That's called the shochor, black coals. V'yakechoyol, that's some type of paint, red paint. And also we add on v'nikras pisulin. Rashi says nikras pisulin means ofor shemenakra min harechayim, from the grindmill. From the grinder, they're also dirt, the ash, the dust, you take out from the grinder, rechayim, it's also kosher b'kisei adam. For yeshem, some say, af ha-zunecho. Rashi says, zunecho means opiment, some say means opiment. Even that is also kosher for kisei adam. Omer Rav says, v'scha ha-shom Avraham Avinu. The fact that Avraham Avinu said, that I should be v'nechi ofo v'efer, I should be like dust and ashes, is zochu bon of lishtei mitzvahs, that the children of Christ will zochu to have these two mitzvahs of sreifa saporo and kisei adam. Offer poro, the ashes of poraduma, the efer poro, and the offer slater, the dust of the slater. For our mitzvah slater, not like it's an out kisei adam, but of the offer from slater. Wrote like it's a kasha, why? V'lech shivnami offer kisei Hadam, why don't we include also our halach here of Kisei Adam? Someone says, Hosom Hechshe Mitzvah Iko, Hano Leko. Means over here by Kisei Adam, there's no real Hano from the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is only Hechshe Mitzvah to make Kisei Adam, but we don't have any Hano from it. Like the animal already is kosher kit because of the Shechita. Mashenken, by the Poradumu, we have Hano at Metairos. and then within by the Eifer, the offer of Saito, it's also Metara, makes a Mutta Labaila, so via the Suffolk. So there we have a no from those two mitzvahs. That's the more serious here. That Eifer Kisa Adam, Hosam, Hechshi Mitzvika, no Leko. But over here, these two mitzvahs, we even have a no from them. And the Yomar Rav also says that the Schar Shomel Avraham Avinu, in Michut V'Yatzroich now, that's what he said, what they'll take away from me a thread or a shoelace. So Zocho Bonov L'Shtei Mitzvahs, L'Chut Shot Cheles, or Ritzua Shot Filim. Zocho to those two mitzvahs. Alright, we'll stop here.